Okay, we are up to Pasuk Tesvav. But before we read Pasuk Tesvav, let's just read the two Pesukim before. We're not going to read the Mefarshim, but we'll read the Pesukim. Madue Lov Rivosa. Elihu is speaking. Elihu is complaining to Eliyav, why do you quarrel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ki chol devarov lo ya'aneh. According to the Mitzudos, he's summarizing one part of Eliyav's complaint. That what is your complaint, Eliyav? The chol devarov lo ya'aneh, all of your words of complaint that you have expressed, directed towards Hashem, lo ya'aneh, Hashem does not answer. So lo ya'aneh is referring to Hashem, and chol devarov are the words of Eliyav. Eliyav's words are not answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was a significant chunk of Eliyav's complaint against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would like to take you to a Din Torah, but the problem is, you don't want to come. You refuse to appear before a court of law, or you refuse to allow yourself to be... even if you would come, you would not respond. That was your complaint. So Pasuk Gidal is where he responds. Ki va'achas yidaber kel. So according to the Mitzudos, we'll just focus on that interpretation for this moment. So Eli responds, it's not true. You're making a big mistake. Ki va'achas yidaber kel. Hashem indeed does respond. He responds in one unique way, which the Pesukim, we'll read a few Pesukim and then we'll see in more detail. But ba'achas yidaber kel, Hashem indeed does respond to man in one method, in one way. And if the person fails to pick up, to hear Hashem's response, uvishtayim, Hashem will then select another method, another means of communication for the person that failed, lo yishurena, for the person who failed to see Hashem through the first method. Okay, let's look at Pasuk Gidal in the Mitzudos. Ki v'achas, hinei, lo cheinu. He says to Eliyav, you're making a very big mistake. It's not so. Ki okel yidaber be'inyin achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed responds in one method. And we'll see the method that he's referring to, at least according to the Mitzudos, how he interprets the Pasuk, is through dreams. Okay, we have to understand we're dealing in ancient times. Ancient times, people were spiritual, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did speak to people, that's what it says, in dreams. A person has a complaint, something is bothering a person, Hashem would appear to that person in a dream, or maybe a malach would come to the person in a dream and would speak and would respond or give it over information. The Odin Mitzudah says, "Be'inyan sheni." That's a part of the pasuk of Ishtayim. In the event the person does not pick up the interpretation in the first method, then Hashem speaks to in the second method, "Lemia shalo yirena es harishayna," to the person that fails to receive the communication in the first method, "Velo yavin ba," and has not understood what was spoken to him. Now, what are these two types of methods? Let's read the few Pesukim. Pasuk Tesvav. Bachalom chezion lailo. The first method is nothing more than a dream, in a vision, that comes in the vision of a dream. Binfol tardei ma'al anoshim. When deep sleep comes, descends upon man. Bisnumos, tenuma is a light sleep. Alei mishkav, as when a person lies on his bed. Now there are many expressions here in this pasuk. It's poetic. The depth of what it means exactly, I don't know. But look at the different words. There's chaloim, that's one word. There is a chezion, that's another word. Two different types of visions of the night, either a dream or a vision. And then when we describe when the person, what state he's in, we have two words. We have tardema, and we have tenuma. Two different expressions. Tardema is a deep sleep, and tenuma is a light sleep. Possibly a chaloim occurs during the tkuf of tardema, and a chezion laila occurs during the tkufa, during the state of called tenuma. So Hashem put upon Adam, when Hashem made Chava, when so Adam, well, he Hashem put Adam to sleep, Vayapal Hashem al Adam tardema, a deep sleep, and all of the Baalei Musar, all the Darshanim take note, it does not say anywhere in the Torah that Adam woke up. It's a serious part. Hashem put Adam to sleep. Man was awake. Hashem put him to sleep. Hashem made Chava. That's it. What happened? Did the other never wake up?
Further on.
But it doesn't say Vayikatz v'yinei
chaloim. No, we understand.
It's self understood that he woke up. But yet, it doesn't. So what does it mean to tell you? What's the Muslim? Once a person gets married, it's all over.
It's a deep sleep.
You're under the influence. You're on. Life is a dream. Once you get married, life just becomes a.
This is not a good Sheva Brochus one.
This is perfect for Sheva Brochus. This is the best type of Sheva Brochus. There's nothing like the truth. The truth hurts. Okay, so let's take a look here. Oh, he missed all the fun, you see. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk tazva b'chaloyim ha'achas hub. So here, right, pasuk tazva Rashi the Mitzudos is telling us what is the achas. What is the first means of communication? Ha'achas hu ki b'chaloyim marois halayla, a dream of the visions of the night. O be'eis neifelus tardema, or at the time when tardema descends al anoshim. What is that? What is tardema? At least according to the parish of the Mitzudos, for he shenas amuka, it's a heavy sleep. Or be'es his name al hamishkav. What's that? What's tenuma? V'hi sheina kala, a light sleep. L'chol echa l'fi hachana. So everyone has different sleeping patterns. Now there are no two people that sleep alike. Just like no two people think alike, no two people fall into a state of sleep equally. Some people are light sleepers, some people are heavy sleepers, some people are able to accomplish. I don't know if it's true, but if you sleep, if you enter into a very deep state of sleep, is this true? You tell me. I don't know if it's true. You don't need to sleep that much. Let's say you can categorize sleep into five different levels. I think they do that today. There are five levels of sleep. Is that correct? Is anyone familiar with the science of sleep? Let's make believe. What? There are different levels. R-E-D, rapid eye, R-E-M, rapid eye movement. That's when people have dreams, typically. But here it says the person has a dream even during the light moments of sleep, or whatever this is. But if a person, let's say you go, there are five levels. Some people, it takes them 5 hours to reach level five. Let's say you would be you would have the talent to enter into level five after 30 minutes. Does that mean you only need to sleep? You'll get a full night's sleep in 3 hours. Some people are able to sleep in 3 hours. They don't need 6, 7, 8 hours. Is that because it takes time for you to descend into a deep level of sleep where your body is able to fully refresh itself? Is that so? Is that yeah, it's true.
That's
definitely true. Person has a sleep, so light sleep. You need to eat 8 hours. You need to
a deeper sleep.
Then you can rest up quickly.
Restorative sleep.
Really, that's how it works. Okay, so it's very interesting. So here it says, when it comes to dreams, this is a very interesting thing, that dreams, there are different types of dreams. Some people, they dream, have dreams when they're a light level of sleep. Some people have dreams only when they're in deep. And those dreams here, he says, refers to a communication. Okay, pasuk tes zayin, oz, yigale, Oz yigle oizen anoshim. At that moment in time, when a person is sleeping, so here we're continuing to describe the first, the achas. Oz, at that moment in time, yigle oizen anoshim is when the ear of man is revealed, it's open. The man of man is open, is receptive to hear what's doing in the other world.
Sure.
Then, uvim soyram yachtom. Now the second part of this pasuk is uvim saram. Uvim saram means chastisement. It means physical suffering. Yachtom is to seal. This, according to the Mitzudos, as we'll see in a few moments, is the second, is the shtayim, which means if a person fails to receive the communication of Kadosh Baruch Hu through a dream, to be taught what he's doing wrong and to correct his ways, then Hashem has no choice but to communicate with him in harsher, more painful means, and that is through Yisurim. In other words, a person is not doing what Hashem wants. He's doing averos. And because he's doing averos, things are not going his way. And he's disturbed. Why am I not successful in my parnas? Why am I not successful with anything he wants to accomplish? And he doesn't know. He's very frustrated. So Hashem comes to him in a dream and tells him, it's because you're doing this avera. You've done this and this. This is wrong. That's not what I want. I want you to change your ways. So a person, if he listens to the dream, now obviously the dream is not going to be spoken, seemingly it's not explicit. The dream is going to be derech mashal. Hashem will have some type of story in the dream, and it's meant for him to interpret. And if he fails to interpret the dream and guide him to and use the dream as a means of realizing that what he's doing is wrong, so we'll see in a few moments Hashem will send him another dream and another dream. But if after three times he fails to interpret the dream in the right way to change his ways, then Hashem says, plan B. Plan B is, I'm now going to make him sick. He's going to be bedridden. And then maybe when he's lying on his bed, he'll be able to realize that he's doing averos. And if that doesn't work, we're going to see later in the psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring upon him even worse yisurim. When he first gets sick, it's not so bad. Most of his body is okay. It's just that he's tired. But if he still does not change his ways, then he can become very ill, deathly ill, and he can lose his life. So this pasuk here is putting both together. Oz, when he's sleeping, and Hashem is communicating through dreams, that's when Yigla Oizen Anoshim is when the ear of man is open to hear Hashem's message. But if Chas V'Shalom man fails to listen to Hashem's words that are being conveyed through dreams, then Hashem says, I have no choice but Uv Mo Saram, I have no choice but to afflict, to bring upon man suffering, physical suffering. Yachtom, that will be the final scene. That will be the second, basically plan B to get a person to change his ways. And if he even fails with the Yisurim, then he will die and then it's all over. Pasuk Tezayin in the Mitzudos David. Bachaloim. Yigle. Bachaloim Yigle Oizen Anoshim. Through a dream, the ear of man is opened. Kimaraloi Bachaloim Davar Yidne Lasher Nigzar Love. In a dream, he is shown things that are similar. Hashem does not explicitly, that's the nature of dreams, Hashem does not come and actually tell you, give you instructions. Hashem presents stories in dreams and wants you to interpret stories to apply it to your life, to yourself. Davar yidme, something similar. Lasher nigzer olav shehi mida b'mida, and this is mida keneged mida. I'm going to punish you in this method, this way, because you have sinned in this way. Ladavar asher chata, concerning the matter which he has sinned. V'asham is guilty, and then the pasuk says uv mo saram yachtom v'im lo yaskilu. If chas v'shalom, an individual is not wise, ladas, to realize ali de hachaloim through the dream what he is doing wrong, v'lo yoshuvu laHashem, oz, then there's no choice, yigmar hahoida, Hashem will conclude the revelation. Hashem will then make it known to a person what he's doing wrong, bameh sheyishlach aleihem yisurim, through physical suffering, haruuyim lohem, which is fitting for the person, hadoimim el, which hadoimim el pishem, the punishment, the physical punishment will be mida kineged mida, corresponding to the type of averi he did. That's the type of punishment he's going to receive, lahaskil mehem, and that will allow a person to think, to contemplate, and to realize the reason why I'm getting this type of suffering and not a different type of suffering is because I'm guilty of this type of avera. For loshuv laHashem, the elohim huamiro legavara, and these are, and now here you can hear the mitzudos. He's now winding down and he's explaining his interpretation of these psukim. This is the response of Elihu to this. Elihu's response to Eoth. Eov, what was your complaint? Hashem does not speak. Hashem does not respond. I demand to take Hashem to a Din Torah. Hashem refuses to come because Hashem refuses to respond. No, you're making a big mistake. Hashem does respond. The dreams that, which seem at on surface value to be nonsense, are really significant things that Hashem, messages that Hashem is sending you, and that is Hashem's speech. And if a person suffers, he's ill, he's not well, and he's bedridden, that's also a form of speech, of communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're wrong in claiming that Hashem does not respond. This is what's called Amir L'Gavara. Like it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Toshev Enosh Adaka, Hashem crushes man to nothing. Hashem pulverizes man. Hashem brings upon man Yisurim, and Adaka means into nothing. The Toimer, and through returning man to dust, meaning through Yisurim, this is Hashem's means of communication. Hashem is saying, Shuvu v'nei Adam, repent, do tshuva. So Hashem indeed does speak. Rashi, what's the mitzvah to say? Mitzvah is pasuk tezayin. Oz then yigle oizin anoshim. K'moish osa lavi melech v'chalem halayla. So here Rashi is giving us a very nice precedent. Where do we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to people in dreams? Ali Melech. Ali Melech abducted Sarah. Right, she was abducted, and Hashem came to Amelech b'chalem halayla and said, "Hashem es eshes oish ki eshes navi ki navi hu, because he is a navi, he is a prophet, and then you will be healed. I will open up all of the openings, all of the things that I've closed in your body, and all of your maidservants."
Commotion. Yeah, it was actually direct. It wasn't like.
There was direct. There was not a mashla, not like the mitzudos. That's the mitzudos in Echanani. The mitzudos in Rashi, they very, very, very rarely see eye to eye. Okay, Rashi over here is more, you know, midrashic, but he's actually giving us a precedent where we find such a concept. K'mosha osa lavi melech b'chalem halayla uvim moisram yachtam choisman v'oisram b'yisurim. Hashem seals and imprisons. Oisa means to put in prison. The yisurim in suffering al avaynam for their sins. So Rashi doesn't seem to say according to the mitzvah, yachtam means that's the second. That's the chasima of Hashem's communication, which really here, according to the Mitzudos, meant it's Hashem's secondary form of communication. The Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Yachtom, Chosmin, it means Hashem will bring upon a person suffering. Rashi doesn't really explain this whole thing of one and two. Rashi completely, he's silent on the whole interpretation of what this means. This is very, very mystical. What is Eliyahu's response? Again, you have to always keep in mind, Eliyahu, according to most Rishonim, is giving the final response to Tzadik Viralo. This is the answer. There is an answer. Everyone is wondering. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Harenos Kvaidecha. Explain to me Tzadik Viralo. So this is the answer. This is the problem. Is the answer is so cryptic. We don't know exactly what it means, but in these words is the answer, and obviously a big part of that is what it says of the kichol dvar of lo yane kivi achas yidar bekel v'shtaim lo yishurena, and then you talk about dreams, and these are very strange words. So Mitzudas is being very bold in giving us an interpretation, and the Ramban has an interpretation. The Ramban's interpretation basically is everything is gilgul neshamos. Yeah.
How did you read Rashi?
It just very simply means, it means choisman. Hashem binds up. It's another word for oisran. It's a synonym.
Okay.
It's a synonym for oisran. Seals up.
He's sealed up,
okay. He's sealed up in suffering for his sins. That's not what the mitzudos. The mitzudos taich the choisem to mean it's the second.
Oh, okay.
The word choisem corresponds to uvishtayim. There's an achas and there's a shtayim. The achas is the dream, and the shtayim is when you don't get it with the dream, then Hashem is going to bring upon the yisur. That's the chasimo. That's the shtayim. Okay. This is let's go further. Now let's see further in the psukim. Pasuk Yitzayin lohasir adam ma'aseh the purpose of the dreams and the purpose of the Yisurim is to communicate with man so that he shall remove himself from his previous or from his current evil deeds. The Maaseh means his deeds. In this context, it refers to the evil deeds. And Lahasa means to do tshuva, to desist, to stop doing the averos. V'geva, geva means arrogance. Migever yechaseh. A person can hide himself, shall cover himself from behaving with arrogance. That's what Hashem is doing when He communicates through a dream and through Yisurim. He's trying to tell a person these two things. Stop behaving like a Baal Gaiva and stop doing Averos. Let's see Pasuk Gitzayin and Mitzudas Lohasir Ratzulaymar Mitchili. It's going back. Pasuk Gitzayin according to the Mitzudas is going back to explain why Hashem communicates to dreams and to Yisurim. Mitchila Yigle Oizen Bachaloim. Hashem speaks to a man through a dream. Leman Hosiris Odom Hamaseh. In order to cause a person to remove himself Min Hamaseh Hagzeh. I made a mistake. I told you Maaseh means from his evil deeds. Maaseh here means from the Maaseh HaGezerah, from when Hashem is the punishment that he's receiving. Person is finally finding himself to be in a difficult situation. He's suffering. I want to remove from the Maaseh. So that's why Hashem speaks, Kasher Yoshev LaHashem when he does tshuva, Uluman Yenichse HaGaiva Min HaAdam, and so that Gaiva, arrogance, shall be hidden from man, lebal yosef lehiskaos od lelimroid b'Hashem. Hashem communicates with man in order to inform him that he's doing the wrong thing, and he shall stop rebelling against Hashem and acting in a way of gaiva. Every time a person sins, that's a form of gaiva, because how could a person sin? The only way you can sin is if you hold yourself to be greater than God. I know better. That's every avera is rooted in gaiva. So by Hashem speaking to men and telling him to do tshuva, Hashem is telling him to stand down, to stop behaving like arrogant, and to find a derech of humility. Kerashi says lohasir adam bechol yoy, to remove man bechol yoy through his illness. Through the illness that Hashem has bring upon man, Hashem is directing him.
Still a play on Yisurim.
Okay. Maaseh. Shehoye b'dayitoy lasos. According to Rashi. Rashi, Maaseh means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the person not to do the Avera. Difference between, that's what I told you originally. Rashi learns Maaseh is that through the Yisurim, a person will contemplate, will come to the realization that his deeds are not proper. V'geiva migeva yichaseh, gaiva will be covered, will be removed. Here yichaseh means to be removed from this individual. Biyisurin, biyisurof, through his suffering. Leman hachni'oi, in order to humble him. Ula hashpiloi, loshuv, to do tshuva. Kedei sheyachoshech nafsho mimisugmur. Yichoshech means to remove. That's what it says, I think, in the next Pasuk Yitches. Pasuk Yitches. This Pasuk is really leading into Pasuk Yitches. Yach Soch. Yach Soch means to be withheld. To be withheld from death. So he's leading into the next Pasuk. Kadesh Yach Soch Nafsho Mimisa Gmur, from complete death. What is this unusual word, Geva? Geva means, Kamay Gaiva means arrogance. Just that the Aleph is missing, which is not so uncommon in these psukim to leave out the aleph. Okay, so this is what the purpose of these surim are. Pasuk Yitches, and by doing so, yachsoch nafsho mini shachas, the communication that Hashem that speaks to man, this communication will be good in order to hold him back from death. Mini shachas means the grave. V'chayoso, and it will keep him alive, may avar ba'sholach, from passing through the sword. Sholach means a weapon. It means a sword. When you take the weapon out of the sheath, you're sending it. In Russian to send. Sholach, look at the mitzvah, tzion. B'sholach, b'cheref. This is a borrowed term that refers to the sword. They made weapons. They made swords in abundance. So here means that a person will do tshuva, then he will preserve his life from passing through the sword. He will remain alive. Pasuk chasim to the David, yachsoch nafsho uvezeh. And by listening to Hashem's communication, yimne nafshim in akever, he will hold back from going into the grave. V'gam chayav yatzil, he will save his life me'avar becheref, from passing through the sword. Rotzal loymar, gam bimei chayav yinotzal min ha'yisurim, in his lifetime he will be spared from suffering. Okay, let's see. Okay, Rashi, we already Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Pasuk yudches, v'chayso me'chayoso will keep him alive me'avar b'sholach. B'sholchoy v'charboy, the two words which mean exactly the same thing. The Rashi does it very often. Shalmal chamoves, whose sword? So simply we learned, without seeing the Rashi, means the sword of man. That when if there are yisurim, there's war out there in the world, and a person is in danger, he can be killed by the sword. No, here it means the sword of the Malach HaMoves. Kolaymar letoivascha hevi olecha yisurin, the suffering has come upon the person for his benefit, in order for him to do tshuva, to make him do tshuva, and to cleanse him from his avera, so that he will be spared from the sword of the Malach HaMoves. Shalach. What is shalach klei zayin? It means a weapon. He brings the pasuk nechami v'chein yodi achas nachasegas hashalach. Remember, we learned this pasuk. We learned this. They're building. So one hand was putting down a stone, and the other hand they were holding a weapon, because the danger of rebuilding the walls of Yerushalayim was so great, they had to be always on guard. Okay, pasuk yudches v'huchach b'machoiv al mishkavoi. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing upon him suffering is in order to rebuke him with suffering al mishkavoi, upon his bed. V'roiv, now, v'roiv at samav esan. But this is a scary pasuk. This is that this esan means strong. Most of his bones are strong, meaning that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon a person yisurim, it starts out just a little bit. There is still plenty of time to do tshuva. Only a few of his bones are in pain, but the majority of his bones are strong. And if at this moment in time he will reflect upon his evil ways and do tshuva, then he will have a complete recovery. It won't be; it's not yet at the point of beyond return. Again, one more time. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking him through the means of suffering while he lies on his bed. But at this point in time, it's not beyond return. Most of his bones are still strong.
Let's say about
Iyav. So, Iyav has reached the point where, Alpiderech Ateva, he said many times, beyond the point of return. But he's just coming over here, Eli is just coming to tell Iyav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to man through Yisurim. And Yisurim is secondary. First are dreams, then come Yisurim. And even when Hashem brings Yisurim, it comes in stages. And the first stage is not as difficult.
It's not really answering
Eeyore,
because Eeyore says, okay, I understand this Yisurim, but didn't do anything wrong. So what's the message?
All right, so he's not up to that yet. That part, at least according to him, since we have 10 parakim here. Right now he's addressing one specific, according to the Mitzudos. According to the Mitzudos, he's addressing one very specific complaint. Hashem does not respond. I complain. Ein kol ve'ein oineh. You're wrong. Hashem responds. Eeyav, think back. Didn't you have a dream? In the good old days, in your 70 years of good life, didn't you have a dream? I'm sure you had dreams. Hashem was communicating with you. He was telling you that you're doing something wrong. You're right, he didn't do anything wrong.
But he's speaking in general terms.
In general terms. This complaint that Hashem does not communicate is wrong. Hashem communicates. He's dissecting his argument little by little, at least according to the Mitzudos. Okay, let's look at the Yutes. V'huchach b'machoyf, v'chashahuchach b'machoyf, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes man through suffering, al ki lo hiskil b'hoidas hachalayim, suffering is only the second step. The first step was the dream. Person failed to interpret the dream. V'lo shov l'Hashem, he did not do tshuva. Now he's at stage two, where he's suffering. The second hoida, the shtayim, is through shenisyaser b'machoiv. He is suffering through pain. Lishkoiv choile. al mishkavo, to lie as a choyla on his bed, hine mitchila dayin, at this point in time, roiv at samav a son. The chazak, most of his bones are strong. Ki ula yaskil b'ma'at min amichav, hopefully, the man is wise enough, when he begins to suffer to reflect upon his ways and do tshuva right away, so that Hashem does not need to intensify the suffering. Now, by the way, halacha l'maaseh, b'zman hazeh, we're not on a madrega to understand dreams. That goes without saying. I mean, I once, years ago, I bought a very chashva sefer on dreams. That's very chashva haskamas. Maybe one day we'll spend some time on that sefer. It's a thick sefer. It was written by a Rebbe Talmud Chacham, written with very chashva haskamas from today's gedolim, and to go through the sugya. What are dreams all about? And before I read the book, before I read the sefer, I spent a lot of time on the sefer. I said, of course, you know, if you work on it, you'll have some type of communication with the Malach and with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all hear stories of people having dreams. After going through the Sefer, you come to the conclusion that, at least according to the Mechaber, that in our day and age, in Hayalofim, Tav Shnai and Dalit, there is no one alive today that is anywhere near anything close to having any form of communication with the other world through a dream. And he proves this over and over and over. We're not on a madrega where our dreams mean anything. Dreams today are totally havel havolim. It's just things that percolate during the day. Yeah, you see something, even though, what's the chance of having this dream? Well, you must have seen something during the day that triggered some type of thought and brought out this machshava. But to say there's a person in our generation, a madrega, where he has a communication with the other world, he shows in the safe that it's impossible. Now, I told this, I gave over my sentiments to certain people over the years, and they said to me, "You're wrong. It's just not true. There are stories that certainly during the war, certainly during the Holocaust, something to talk about. There was a different kufa. It was a different time in Hashkacha where 6 million people, 6 million kedoshim, were going to Shemayim. There are documented stories, story after story after story, where people had dreams, and they were told what to do. And you just can't say, oh, those dreams are just what you think about during the day. It's impossible to say. But Baruch Hashem, we're not living in the Holocaust now. We're living post 70 years Holocaust. Baruch Hashem, Chaste Hashem, there's a certain degree of normalcy that has come to the world to some degree. Whatever you want to say, but relative, you can't say not relative to what was 70 years ago. Have things changed? Do we go back to what it says in that book? Listen, I don't know. Who am I? I don't know. But here it's fasting. You read the Pesukim, you read the Mitzvot. The Mitzvot didn't live all that long ago. How long did the Mitzvot live? I think 400 years, maybe even less. The Mitzvot is not that long ago. And he's interpreting the Pasuk, and the Pasuk is mentioning dreams. And he's saying here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a person, he speaks to him through dreams. There's something to it. Okay, so you got to be very careful. Gotta be very careful about how far you go with this concept of dreams bizman hazeh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it says, there is some communication. Let's take a look at Pasik Yud Ches, Yud Tes and Rashi. The Hochach HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes, Loshen Teichocha. Rebuke. Shayoshov me'avaynoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to me, and Hashem is asking Hashem to do tshuva from his sins through Yisurim. And when the Yisurim come upon a person, they come first only small amount. Most of the person's verov at samov shu eson mechichon b'nichon. Now see here Rashi is learning very different than the Mitzudos. He's learning that no, we're dealing over here with a very significant degree of Yisurim. Most of the person's bone shu hu eson, I think, which is the person's strength. The roiv at samov a son, shehu a son, which are strong. Mochichon b'michoiv, rebuke him with suffering, with pain. I'm not clear what he means. The Tzuda is very clear. The Tzuda says it's only a small amount of suffering. Most of his bones are healthy. A son, according to the Mitzudos, means literally strong, but it's interpreted by the Mitzudos to mean healthy. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says the bones that are strong bones,
the person in general,
the roiv atzam of most of his bones, shuhu a son, what?
Shehu is the person in general.
Singular. Shehu, right, doesn't say Shehem, Shehu, a son.
He's healthy, he's strong.
He's strong. Mochichan b'michoiv.
It gets hit with a machla, so it's getting the halchacha.
The a son is going on the person. Yeah. It's saying on the person or on the bones, each individual bone. You want to say that each the word who is going on each individual bone or the person which is healthy. Now, at this point in time, has been smitten with an illness, and this pain is serving as a rebuke to man. Something along those lines. I don't know exactly. The Mitzudos is very simple. He explains the word a son with relative roiv atzam of a son. He's okay.
But he's saying that the machal doesn't attack the roiv a son, it just attacked a few of them.
That's the Mitzudos.
Right.
Rashi seems to be saying it's attacking all the bones. It's attacking even the most powerful bones. Even the strongest bones have been attacked, and now the person is in a state of suffering. And that is a haichocha to man. Okay, let's see. Pasachov v'zihamatu chayoso lochem. V'zihamato means it becomes disgusting. Man's life, man, when a man, let's read the whole possible scene. It says v'zihamalashon of zuhama, filth, chayoso, his life lochem, for bread, v'navsho machal tava, and his neshama is food for desire. What does that mean exactly? Pasachov mitzudos v'zi v'ziamatu v'im adayin lo hiskil. Going further, the mitzudos l'shitasai. The mitzudos says if a person still does not get the message, v'im adayin lo hiskil azay tichvat hacholi, it gets worse and worse. Ad ki nafsho hachayuni, his living soul timas esalachem edites bread. He loses his appetite. That is a sign, right? Isn't that Dr. Fuchter, isn't that the ultimate sign when a person is sick? When he has no appetite. A healthy person has a good appetite. That means you're healthy. Person has no appetite, that's a very frightening, not just depression, that means there's something really, really wrong. So it's more than that. There's something, the body is really breaking down. It's a very dangerous sign when a person does not have a healthy appetite. So here we're continuing in the theme. Let's read the next words of them. So it's machal tava timas. You have to repeat the word. You have to add a word into the pasuk. You have to say repeat the word v'zihamatu a second time. The word zihamatu goes on lochem and goes on machal tava. It's disgusting. This concept of having a desire to eat is disgusting in his eyes. It's repeated a second time, the word v'zihamatu. Timas, he detests, af machol orev. Tava means pleasant. Tava does not have a desire. It means delicious. His neshama detests delicious bread. That's how sick he is. Machal orev, shekol odom, which a regular healthy person, toiv lo, has a desire. So let's go back and read the pasuk now, it's in entirety. V'zihamatu, it means to detest. It's a borrowed term, because the literal translation of v'zihamatu means filth. So in this context, it means he detests, it is disgusting, chayoso, his life, lochem, to eat bread. He has no desire, it's disgusting, he looks at bread, he wants to vomit. Furthermore, we repeat the word v'zihamatu a second time. It is disgusting nafsho for his neshama to consume ma'achol tava, delicious fresh bread. Machal tava means bread, and a normal healthy person would have a desire to eat. For this individual, it is disgusting. Why? Because he's very, very sick. How did he get here? Because he did not listen to Hashem's messages. He did not interpret the dreams. He did not pay attention when he got sick partially, and now it's gotten worse to the point where he lost his appetite. Let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Chaf. V'zi mahatu chayso lochem mim asto nafsho v'chayoso shel choy l'kol machol. Same idea. The neshama and the life of the sick detests all types of food. V'nafshi, then Rashi just connects V'nafshi mizahamas kol machol tavo. He repeats what Rashi for us is very kind. He makes sure we make no mistake about it, that here in Eve we have to repeat words. Very common. We've done this only 100 times. We take one word and we repeat it multiple times in the pasuk to make sense of the pasuk. That's what he's doing over here. He takes the word v'zihamatu, he puts it right before V'nafsho, his neshama also mizahamas kol machol tavo. Going further, that his basar is now consumed from looking at. Rei means to gaze at. He's disgusting. No one wants to look at this person because his flesh has yichel. Yichel means it decayed. Like ochel, ochel means food. Ochel is something which you eat. When you eat, it's consumed. It's here used in that context. Vishupu, shupu means crushed. Okay, there's so many words which mean that, which mean kesisa. Kesisa means crush. You have in Tanakh so many words that are related to this concept. Vishupu atzmosov, and his bones have been broken and smashed and crushed to the point lo ru'u, where they cannot be seen, or where when one looks at the person, you turn away. I don't want to see it. I can't look at this person. It's so disgusting. It's so meus to take a look at this person. He's been reduced to such a matzah. Let's take a look at the mitzvah. In the mitzvah, David, yichel besaro, ozden, mishemen besaro, the fat of his flesh, yeirozeh, has become lean. It's been diminished. The yichla, that's the key word. The yichla means it has decayed. Min hari'iyah, from sight. The yichla, it has ceased to exist from the naked eye. You don't see any flesh because there is no flesh. The flesh has disappeared. What does that mean? Ratzel Omar, Tamayul l'chalos. The person's body is decaying. It's withering. Ki'ilu yiril ayin, as if the eye, okay, the naked eye, kilyoin habasar, it sees the decay or the evaporation of flesh. V'yaf atzmoy. So the second of the passage says the same thing with regard to the bones. Yikosisu, have been crushed, have been shattered, have been pulverized. Im lo ra'u, to the point where it's no longer visible. Le'ein ha'adam, to the eye of man. Ki mibifnim hema mikol makom. Ki mibifnim hema mikol makom kein hu be'emes. Even though the bones are not, are hidden anyway. No one sees another person's bones. You see the basar, you see the or. You don't see a person's bones. Doesn't matter. Even though it's hidden inside, but it's obvious in the person's state. When you look at the person, you can tell that there are no bones, even though generally you don't see the bones, but when the person is so sick, you get a sense, mikomokom kenu biemes, that is the situation. The pasuk one more time reads, yichel besaroi meiroi, there are two parts of the basar, there's the basar and the atzamos. The basar has withered from sight of to the naked eye, vishupu atzmosav lo ru, and the bones have been broken, have been crushed, also to the point where they are no longer visible. Pasik chof aleph in Rashi, yichel besar mimiro, yechshach besaro mimare. It has become dark. Okay, yechshach here Rashi learns the same idea. It has become dark. Kimo kolu bidmos einai. Michloy Senayim, it's withered. It ceases to exist.
He's saying it means the tears have darkened my eyes.
The tears
according to this interpretation.
Yech shach besem maros kolu bidmos no kolu there means
something else, then what does it mean here?
Kolu bidmos eini, my eyes have become. So what does it mean? Is it yechshach? Does it mean darkened with the zmina we had before? I don't know. Maybe it means yachshoch. Maybe it means been removed. I made a mistake. I don't think it means dark. I think it means like in pasuk yud ches. In pasuk yud ches, yachshoch. Okay, not yech, not choshech. Not with a shin, but with a sin. Okay, I made a mistake. I think it means. So then it means yachshoch b'soro mimare. It has been removed. Yachshoch means to be removed. There we use it to preserve, to remove a person from the grave, to spare him, to hold him back from the grave. Here it means the basar has been removed. Yachsoch b'samimare, k'mo kolu b'dimosin, my eyes have withered. My eye that's no longer functional because of the mikalos enayim, due to the longing of my eyes no longer function the way they used to. Okay, v'shupu atzmo, so my bones are broken. How do you read that word? Mitznakin mimikomo. They have been uprooted. Okay, it means to be netak. Netak means to be dislodged. The bones are no longer in their sockets. Rashi is learning not like the Mitsudos, who learned that it means to be crushed. Here it means the bones aren't crushed, they're there. It's just they're not dislocated. Mitznakin mimikomo. Veshuvu kumo. The shof miduchte, it was dislodged from its location. Lo ro'u, ein lohem mar v'toyar. What does mean lo ro'u? It doesn't have a healthy appearance. You look at the person, you right away know, uh-oh, we got a problem here. We need a doctor. Ein lohem mar v'toyar. And all this has come because the person has failed to do tshuva. Pasik chof beis. V'atikov l'shachas nafsho. This individual, his neshama, has come close to the grave. V'chayoso, and his life, lam misim. That's a very interesting word. Lashon, obviously, lashon of death. But what does it mean here in this context? It means the malach hamoves. It means to those that kill, meaning the one that that is in charge of death. Malach hamoves. Pasuk habeis in the mitzvah stavid. That tegraf chasher adayin lo hiskil. When the if the person still fails to reflect upon his evil ways and do tshuva, then karva nafsh lovo ela kever ki yistakein mode becomes deathly ill. V'chayoso nafsho hachayunis karva, his living neshama karva lovo al yidei shaluchei maluch hamoves, comes close to the angels, to the. The shluchim malach hamoves hamemisim es adam, which take the person's life. So we're going. There's a long process here. The person does not take the message of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gets closer and closer to death. Okay, pasuk chaf gimel im yesh. Now these psukim are very very famous psukim. We say these psukim 3 days a year on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the person over here is holding. He's holding by death. He's deathly ill. He's holding mamish by the gate of death. He had a Kadosh Baruch who tried to send him some dreams, and then the Yisurim were lightweight Yisurim. They got a little bit worse. He lost his appetite. He then became his bones began to be dislodged. His flesh began to wither, and then he became at a state where he's critically ill. He's deathly ill, and now he's about to die. And in Shemayim, they're discerning his fate. And what happens? Im yesh olav malach melitz echad mini elef. If this individual comes forward, an advocate, we'll translate here the word melitz as an advocate. Even one out of 1,000, there are 999 malachim that are lobbing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take the person's life, he should die. But there's one malach that's an advocate out of 999, lehagid leadam yasho, to declare that man is innocent, he's a yasho, he's a righteous, upright person. That's enough. HaKadosh Baruch will show compassion, vayichunenu, HaKadosh Baruch will show the man grace, kindness. Chen comes from the word chinam, matnas chinam, a gift. Because it's 1,000. You have already 999, it should be bottle. Person does not deserve to live if 999 malachim argue that he's guilty. And only one malach argues that he's innocent. So you follow Achariram Lahatois. You should follow the majority. He's not deserving. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to favor the one malach that has something good to say. It's only a gift It is an undeserved gift. And that's why it's called Vayichunenu, Lashon of Chein. Chein comes Lashon of Chinam, free. It's not deserved. It's a handout. Vayichunenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show the person favor. Vayomer, Hashem will give instructions to the Malachim. Pidoeyuhu, redeem him, Meredes Shachas, from descending to the grave. Notice here the word Pidoeyuhu is spelled with an ayin. Nowhere in Tanakh, when Parshim say, is the word Pidoeyuhu with an ayin, Pidoeyuhu is spelled with an aleph. Here is the exception. Pidoeyuhu, redeem him, Meredes Shachas. Motsasi, I have found for this person kofar atonement. The person's suffering will serve as his atonement. Okay, let's see these two psukim with the Mitzvot. These are very critical psukim because they occupy a very important part of the Chazar Sashatz. This is not part of the Nusach, it's not part of the Aun Nusach. I don't think so, right? Only the Chazar Sashatz. Say, only the Shat says this. Is that correct? I don't think we say this in the Amida. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see, Pasuk of Gimel. At that moment, when he's being judged by Shalmalo, if you'll find one Malach Malamed Tzchus, some good deed, even though this Malach only one in a thousand, key, because there is Tough kuf tzadi tes 999 malam de malav chayva ful levad de malam etzchus. That is enough. Pasuk of dalad vayichonenu im kol ze yichonen oisay hamakom. Hashem will show grace. The yomen will sell a malach hamelitz. Hashem will say to the malach hamelitz, to the malach that is the advocate, pedei oso mirede shachas, redeem him from descending to the grave. We have here the Baal Tfila. We have here in the back, I forgot his name, the Shatz, the Chazan. Chazan Rabbi Cohn. Rabbi Cohn, you say this. You have a good nigun for us for this? What? Musaf, right? You say this only by Musaf, correct? And during the Amida, do we say this? No, only the Shleach Tzibah says this. Only the Shleach says during the Amida, during the Chazar Shatz, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What?
Do we say it also?
No. We don't say it. Only the Shleach Tzibah says this. Through the zuchus and the yosher, through that merit, I have found redemption for this person's neshama. In kirabu melamde hachayiv, even though the majority of the malachim are arguing the person should die, v'chi hayosher ahu legoidel v'rav. Hashem will consider this act of kindness, this one malach, to be great. Hashem will magnify it and have it outweigh all of the other 999 malachim. That is the chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting how the mitzvah says that Kadosh Baruch Hu magnifies it. It's not just stam that, look, there's 999, verse 1, so the rules are one wins. No, that's not what the mitzvah says. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the one and magnifies it, gives the one the same power, even more power than the other 999, and that outweighs everyone else, and then the person will survive. Let's see, Rashi pasuk of Gimel, echad mini elef b'magide pishay, with regard to the thousand people are the magidim of the person's sins. There are 999 malachim that are presenting sins before Kadosh Baruch Hu. For who? And there's one malach that's Yolitz Yasho, advocates one good deed. Vayichu nenu hamokim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the one that shows this individual grace, and Hashem gives a command. Pidoehu, redeem him. Rashi says what? What is this funny word pidoehu? There's an ayin. There's an ayin here. It should be with an aleph. Kimo pidoehu aleph. Mischalfes be'ayin pidoehu aleph mischalfes be'ayin. An ayin and an aleph can be interchanged for the purposes of Jush. And the context of this pasuk makes it clear that must be the pshat. Pado'eu here must mean to redeem, because what else would it mean in the context of this pasuk? So, but there's an ayin, not an aleph. So we have a right in this instance to exchange the ayin for the aleph to make sense. Matsasi chayfer, I have found for this person a redemption, atonement. For who pidyon, that is the redemption, the chayfer, the the redemption, the koifer, which means the price that's paid, is the redemption. What is the koifer in this instance? From the context, it is the surim. It is the affliction. The fact that he suffers, that is the payment of redemption of pidyon. Rabbi Cohen in the Siddur does have it with an aleph or an ayin. Do you recall? They're called in the Machzor. In the Machzor, when it quotes this pasuk, it quotes the pasuk the way we have it written, or they took the liberal, they took the Masada Hatzila, they spelled it with an aleph to make it more easy for the shots to understand. Do you remember by any chance? That would be the assumption, right? But okay, but what in Musaf? Musaf. Okay, so this is now. There's a beautiful medrash. Let me read you the medrash. The medrash elaborates on this pasuk. What does it mean? Mahu malach im yesh olav malach melitz echad mini elef. Mahu malach melitz echad mini elef. Rabbi Sinu Amu. This is a medrash in Psikta Rabosi. Rabbi Chol, you familiar with this? Psikta Rabosi. Piskoyud. Piskoyud. Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa. So it says that what Rabbi Senu Amru, Afilu Yesham Tisha, Rabbi Senu Amru, Afilu Yesham Tisha Meos Fetishim Tisha Malachim. Like we said, 999 Malachim, Chayvim Vyachim Zakah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachim Matel Zchus. Now here's this, here's the Chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer, baby base Midrasha, Shal Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Afilu Yesh Be Oisa Malach. He says, even if there is in the malach itself, in other words, there are 1,000 malachim, and 999 are pure guilty. They argue before Kadosh Baruch Hu guilty. Then there's one more malach that says Tashem Ribbono Shalom, I also say guilty. Also, 999% sure he's guilty. This is the last mal. We all line up. 999 malachim come before Kadosh Baruch Hu and they all say guilty. No questions asked. The last malach says, "Yibayi shleilam." I'm 999% sure. Okay, doesn't make sense. But I'm 99.99999% sure that he's guilty. But there's a teeny, teeny mashu in me. There's a teeny, teeny mashu within me, even though I really have to say guilty, that says that maybe we can find this zuchus. That's what he says. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oimer, afilu yesh bo oisay malach hamizake. Even that malach that has something good to say, tishan eos, v'sishim v'seisha chalokim mechayvim, but there's a teeny little teeny mashu in that last malach v'echad mizake. That's enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel matel l'schus v'loma. Why? Om Rabbi Yochanan k'shedehei shemei adavim mishem Rabbi Elazar b'nei shal Rabbi Yosi aglili hirisha oznecha ki'af archeses hazol l'kablo miyad v'yichunenu. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him compassion v'yim podeim b'rei d'shachas v'otas choyfer ma, what does it mean podeim v'oso elo ha'malach Mahu pido ehu el osa hamalach shemalamed alav zuchus lakadosh baruch hu hu padeu pidei oso b'yisurim v'atav miviu l'tshuvim. It's that particular muscle. What he's saying over here is he's focusing on another aspect. Why does it say vayomer Hashem says pido ehu? Pido ehu means hu pidei. Hu pidei. The malach that is melamed zechus is the one that's given the charge of reforming and rehabilitating the sinner. We have a person that's in a very difficult matzav. 999 malachim are melamed choiva, and one malach, part of that one malach, is melamed zechus. The malach that's melamed zechus, he gets the mission of coming to this world and doing things to the person in order to rehabilitate him, to reform him and return him to a state of being a tzaddik, and that's what the Midrash says. Mao pidayu elo osa hamalach shemalam lof zchus amar lekadosh baruch hu pidayu. No, all the way around. The different interpretations. That malach says to Hashem, "Ma'apdei elo osa hamalach shemalamed olav zuchus Omar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pidoehu Pideo Sobi Suim V'Aton Yu Hashem Iviu L'Shuv. Let me say the way around. According to the Medrash, who is speaking? Who is the subject? This is very important because we have this in davening on Yom Nerom. We have to know what the pasuk means. According to the Medrash, that's not according to the Pashtun on the Pasuk, it's the Malach that demands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should redeem him through Yisurim. So we read the two Pesachim again. Im Yesh LaMalach Melitz Echa Min Yelef Lahagid LiAdam Yashro Vayichunenu. Who is Vayichunenu? Who is the one that's Vayichunenu? Rashi. You have to know what it means, the pasuk, right? We say this in the day on the wrong. Vayichunenu, there's one malach that's melitz, that's a melitz, that's an advocate. Vayichunenu, Rashi, hamokoin. Hashem listens to the one malach, Hashem shows him compassion. Next words, vayomer. Who's speaking? Who's vayomer? Who's the subject? Who's the subject? So simply, according to the simple interpretation, it's a continuation, Hashem is speaking. Vayomer. Hashem shows the person chen. Hashem decides, I'm going to be gracious. I'm going to give the person a gift. He doesn't deserve it, but I'm going to be gracious. Vayoymer. And Hashem says, Pidoehu, redeem this man. Save him. Hashem instructs the malach, and redeem him, merede shachas, from letting him go down into the grave. Motzasi choyther, I have found redemption. I have found that he has suffered. The suffering that he has endured will serve as a token for his sin. That is a simple translation of the pasuk. According to the Medrash, there's another interpretation to the pasuk. Vayoymer is the malach. So who would then be Vayichunenu? Who would be Vichunenu? According to the Medrash, doesn't say. It just says over here, Lama. Not necessarily, okay, assumingly Hashem, okay, maybe Hashem shows him favor, it's not really clear, because then it was switching. Vayoymer, according to the Medrash, very clearly is, the Malach says, Hashem, you want to show him chen? Hashem, you Hashem redeem him. You Hashem save him, merede shachas, because motzasi choyfer, because who's motzasi? Who's the motzasi? The Malach, according to the Medrash, Vayichunenu, let's see, Vayichunenu, Motzasi Chayfer, Mahu Pidoeyu, Elo also Hamalach, Shemelamed Alav Schus, Omar Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pidoeyu, Pideo So, the Yisurim, the Malach is speaking. The Aton, you Hashem, Mevil, the Shuva, you will bring him Shuva. So, seemingly, according to the Medrash, Vayomer is the Malach is speaking. The Malach says, redeem him, Mered Shachas, because Motzasi Choif, I have found on behalf of this person atonement. He has done a mitzvah, and that mitzvah is the atonement for his sins.
But then, Nenu should be after all that.
That's why it's a medrash, and that's why it's not a pashup shot. Einachnami. Hashem is willing. Well, the malach doesn't have permission to make this argument. Look, the Baruch Hu has shown his willingness to go along with it. So it has to first start out with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chen. Hashem is showing chen to this person, which is an opening for the malach now to argue favorably on behalf of this individual. That's how you have to learn. So coming up not so long, as soon as Yom Nerom, we have now two different ways when the Shat sings these words, Vayoymer Pidoehu Mered Shachas Motzasi Choyfer, it can mean one of two things. According to Rashi, clearly it's Hashem is speaking. Hashem says, I will accept the advocacy of the good Malach, and I will give a command to redeem this person. I have found for this person atonement. The good one good deed that he did is sufficient. Or it can be the speech, it can be the words of the Malach. The Malach is arguing to Kodesh Baruch Hu, redeem him, let the person live, save him from descending to the grave. I present before you a good deed. A good deed that he has done, and that alone should serve as atonement for his sins. Okay, we will stop over here.